listening to From the Friars Podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, headquartered in the Bronx, New York City. I greet you with the greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Amen. So your pastor, Father Damien, and I, we hatched a plan. So he's covering the shrine right now, where I am the chaplain, Our Lady of Fatima Shrine, and I'm covering the parish here this weekend. Last night, tonight, and tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we have a parish mission, a parish retreat, so you're most welcome to come tonight or tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You may have seen the flyer in your bulletin, Refuge of the Heart, so it's a great joy to be here with you, my friends, these high holy days, Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. You know, it's been a long Lent, hasn't it? And it's finally coming to a head, it's coming to a climax. And this morning in Jerusalem, the Catholics celebrated this liturgy. I have a friend who's over there right now. Of course, they're putting it all on YouTube, where they're in the place where Jesus rode that donkey from Mount Olivet, the Mount of Olives, into Jerusalem. And they reenact that moment in the sacred liturgy in the place where it happened, which is quite beautiful. And this is the genius of the church's liturgy, that we are in Jerusalem now. Even though we're in New Jersey, spiritually, we are in Jerusalem. We are not only remembering and calling to mind what Jesus did, we are participating. We are entering into the sacred mystery of these high holy days. And it begins with this mysterious day where Jesus, riding on a donkey, rides into Jerusalem. And so in order to break that open a little, I want to tell you a story. Admittedly, the story is quite silly. So just to be warned, okay, but this is especially for the young people here. So nice to see all the young people. Good to see you all. So this story is for them. And then at the end, we'll pull it together. So as I was praying over today's feast day, these great readings, I had this memory of when I was a child. So when I was a child, this is long before there was an internet or cell phones. I remember there was TV that just had a few channels. You would have wires that you would try to move to get a good picture. And every year, and I don't remember when, but every year they would play a movie called The Wizard of Oz. And it became a bit of a tradition. We would watch this movie. I loved that movie as a child, The Wizard of Oz. Have you seen this, young people? Okay, good. All right, you've seen The Wizard of Oz. And so in many ways, it's a bit of a great, it's a story. It's an epic story of a journey. You have this girl, Dorothy, with her little dog, Toto, remember? You've got a cowardly lion, which is a little ironic because usually lions are very brave and strong, but it's a cowardly lion. You've got a tin man who's looking for a heart, and you've got a scarecrow who doesn't have a brain. Do I remember that correctly? Remember the song, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, if I only had a brain, you know, like... Somebody may have asked me to sing that when I was a child. I don't know. And so they go on this epic journey, right? They're going, and they each have something that they need. They're looking to find this wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, because of the wonderful things that he does. And so they're on this journey to the Emerald City to come before the wizard. And so there's a journey, there's flying monkeys, there's witches. And I remember the, oh, wee, oh, you know, like it was kind of scary. And they finally come to this magical, mystical city, the Emerald City, and there's the different colors, and there's the Lollipop Guild, remember the little people, okay? And this whole kind of just creative and interesting thing, they finally get to the destination of their journey, they've arrived in the Emerald City, and now they've come to the palace of the wizard, and it's this big kind of intimidating, imposing, you know, palace. Do you remember they're coming in there, and they're going down this hallway? And I remember there's these loud sounds, boom, boom, boom. And the cowardly lion's like, let's get out of here. You know, they want to run away. And they come into the chamber of the wizard. And you may remember, there is the projection of this huge, intimidating head and face of the wizard. And they're so afraid. And he says to them, what do you want? You know, and their knees are shaking, you know, and they're so scared. And there's this whole thing. It's quite, especially as a child, I remember feeling it was kind of scary and intense. And they're just really afraid. And then the little dog, Toto, goes over here and there's a curtain. And the dog pulls the curtain. Remember? And there's just this little guy. And there comes the most famous line of the whole movie. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Remember that, you know? And then it's revealed that this whole thing had been just this show, right? It really was just this little funny guy, the wizard, and he was doing this projection of some sort of intimidating deity, you know? And so they end up having this conversation and everybody gets what they were looking for. It's really a heartwarming story. And so, I admit that's a little silly. Okay. So my friends, why do I share that memory with you, that story? And it's because of this. What we see in Jesus is the exact opposite. God doesn't ask us to do some sort of epic journey to some mystical emerald city. In Jesus, God himself came to us. Like the shepherd who's leaving the 99 in search of the one lost ones, he came here. He came here, and he's not some little man hiding behind a curtain projecting deity. He is God. He's hiding behind the curtain of his human flesh, true God and true man. And when Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the donkey, this is an extreme moment of humility. Think of all of the kings and emperors who arrived in triumph in their home city. They're usually riding on a war horse, and they've got soldiers all around them with swords, and they're triumphant. Here comes Jesus, true God, riding not on a war horse, but on a donkey, a colt, a very humble. He doesn't have soldiers with swords. He has poor and humble people with these palms. They look like swords, but they're the opposite. It is a proclamation of peace, the humility of Jesus and the peace that he offers us. Coming into the city to the cries of Hosanna to the Son of David, King David, the Messiah would be descendant from King David. He is like Solomon. King David's son, Solomon, rode on the Mount of Olives on a donkey. Jesus is imitating Solomon. The name Solomon, Shalom, means peace. Jesus comes into the city, Jerusalem, the city of God's peace. He came from heaven to this earth to give us peace in this tremendous humility. And then he surrenders himself to our sin. You know, Jesus, being true God, he had all the power. As they came to arrest him and to torture him, to mock him with a fake trial, he could have blinked and killed them all. He could have called on the Father to send angels, and yet he doesn't. He hides his divine glory in humility, and he surrenders himself. He submits himself. Why does he do this? It's because he loves us. And he goes to the cross. His life was not taken from him. He offered it. He offered it for our sins, the perfect self-sacrifice to display for us his tremendous love. And so God is not this scary, intimidating, frightful being, but rather he's so humble. He's so approachable. He's so kind and loving and merciful that he comes to us in this way, that we would not be afraid to come to him. What does St. Paul say? That we would come with confidence, sons and daughters of God our Father. We would come before him with confidence to this wonderful throne of mercy. He's a king crowned with thorns, like the thorns that Adam would work the ground with. He's sweating blood. He's enthroned on the altar of the cross. This moment of extreme humility, humbleness, littleness. And in so doing, he welcomes us. Holy Thursday, we'll have the Last Supper, the institution of the Eucharist. Again, under the curtain of bread and wine, the veil, that is truly Jesus who's there, and he beckons us. Good Friday, we will remember the death of the Lord and his burial. Holy Saturday, the day the Lord slept in the tomb. And on the third day, the greatest of all days, the resurrection of Jesus, the triumph, the victory over sin, over the fruit of sin, which is death, and over the devil himself. By means of death, he has defeated death, and he's victorious. And my friends, he's inviting us, he's offering it to us to join him in his victory, the forgiveness of our sins, the healing of our wounds, and especially the gift of eternal life, the gift of eternal life, that we would be risen with him. And so, my friends, these great mysteries, we give thanks to the Lord, this We will spend eternity pondering this tremendous humility and love of God, the humility and love of God that beckons us to come to Him. And we give Him thanks this day. Amen.
Been listening to From the Friars podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars, the renewal. Please visit us at franciscanfriars.com or on social media, CFR_Franciscans.